Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a wonderful show. We have Artie Shaw, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Johnny Mercer, from Billie Mae, and right now, I love this, Ella Fitzgerald, Paul Weston's orchestra, and it's a lovely day today.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two. For I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
Thank you. gather round me, everybody, gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept you ain't the positive.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You gotta spread joy. I'll give the maximum joy. Down to the minimum and have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
You got to accentuate the positive.
Yes, yes.
I need the negative and latch on.
Yes.
In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Oh, that's Johnny Mercer and his wonderful Accentuate the Positive. This was written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen back in 1944. The song was on the hit parade this week in 1945. It got up to number one. Before that, Billy May and an English song called Perfidia. This was on the hit parade, well, six times between 1941 and 1952. 1952, it was on by the Four Aces. And we started with Ella Fitzgerald with Paul Weston's orchestra, a song written by Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and the music. His song was It's a Lovely Day Today from Call Me Madam. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1863 that free city delivery of mail was authorized by the U.S. Postal Service. That didn't last all that long. They figured out they had to start charging for it. On this week back in 1829, the spoils system was introduced by President Andrew Jackson when he appointed Cimarron Cameron as the reward for political assistance. Today, many people are spoiled by the system of political appointments for a variety of reasons, usually for financial contributions. And on this week back in 1930, the redhead, Red Barber, began his radio career on this day. Barber would broadcast on WRUF at the University of Florida in Gainesville, soon became one of the best-known sports voices in America. Let's get back to more music. We'll be hearing from Keeley Smith. We'll have Mel Torme. Right now, it's Benny Goodman and Moonglow. Thank you.
What is that you say? If I heard you right, baby, I'm a new man today. Your eyes of blue, your kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you up there in the stars above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me.
That's where he fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now a as he wonders, his thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while he kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta and they were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, "Mana," never dreaming that they were parting. And he lied as he whispered, "Mana," for their tomorrow I never, never came. South of the border he rode back one day.
Keeley Smith, backed up by Frankie Capp and his orchestra, and a song written by Shep Fields back in 1939 called South of the Borders. This was from a CD called Keeley Sings Sinatra, as Sinatra made a big song out of this back in 1953. Before that, it was Mel Torme with Marty Paich's orchestra, a Jimmy McHugh tune from 1927 called I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. And we heard from Benny Goodman. Will Hudson wrote it. He's having a birthday. He was born on this week back in 1908. And on this day in 1937, Benny Goodman opened his historic run at the Paramount Theater in New York. It was an unusual time for the band and the swing era, with kids were literally dancing in the aisles in near riot conditions. Can you believe that? And at just 5 feet tall, who wouldn't expect Annie Oakland be able to use a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun? Well, she did. Yet, as she found out at the age of 9, she was a dead shot. Born in a log cabin in Patterson Township, Ohio, and he starred in the Buffalo Bill Wild West show for 17 years, equally adept at hitting targets with any of the three weapons. Quite a lady. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing. We're going to be hearing from Artie Shaw, from Billie Holiday, and here's Sinatra, Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, and Learning the Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. Walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Wobbly of a merry lark. Moonlight in Vermont.
In Vermont.
Big song back in 1942, got up to number one. This was Artie Shaw and Frenesy. And he recorded this on this day back in 1940 at the RCA Victor Studio in Hollywood with his big band, augmented by 13 string players. Before that, we heard from Billie Holiday and a great song from 1945 called Moonlight in Vermont. This was on the hit parade by Margaret Whiting that year. And we started with Sinatra and a 1955's tune called Learning the Blues. This song, number one on the hit parade in 1945. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Les Brown with Doris Day. We'll have Duke Ellington and Count Basie together. And here's Tony Bennett with Lady Gaga and I Won't Dance.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
And so what? I'm lovely. On the shore, I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle.
Especially when we do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental.
For heaven rest us, we're not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance. Why should I?
I won't dance. How could I?
I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. We know that music leads the way.
Thank you. smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? He smiled at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time.
That's Les Brown and his band of renown, and of course, America's sweetheart, Doris Day, and a song called My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. This was another number one song. This was number one in 1945. And speaking of, well, this was from a CD called Stage Door Canteen, and the Stage Door Canteen opened on this week back in 1942. At West 44th Street in New York City. The canteen became widely known as a service club for men in the armed forces and a much welcome place to spend what otherwise would have been lonely hours. The USO, the United Service Organization, grew out of a canteen operation to provide entertainment for American troops around the world. The other songs we heard was Duke Ellington combined with the Count Basie Orchestra and a rambunctious rendition of Jumpin' at the Woodside. We started with Tony Bennett with Lady Gaga from their fairly recent CD called Cheek to Cheek, and an Otto Harbaugh and Oscar Hammerstein II tune called I Won't Dance. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1981 that Walter Cronkite, the dean of American television newscasters, said, "And that's the way it is," for the final time as he closed the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. An audience estimated at 17 million viewers saw the most trusted man in America sign off. Cronkite retired after more than 30 years in broadcasting. He was replaced by Dan Rather on the anchor desk. Let's get back to more music on Swing. It'll be Frank Sinatra. We'll have Buddy Morrow. And here's Glenn Miller with Marion Hutton and the 5 o'clock whistle.
Yeah. clock whistles on the blink. The whistle won't blow, and what do you think? My pop is still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happens to be. The 5 o'clock whistle didn't blow. The whistle is broke, and what do you know? If somebody don't find out what's wrong, my pop will be working all night long.
Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle? Won't somebody fix the whistle? Oh, who's gonna fix the whistle?
So my poor old pop will know it's time for him to stop. You ought to hear what my mommy said when Papa came home and sneaked into bed and told her he worked till 2:30. 'Cause the 5 o'clock whistle never blew.
I I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love is here. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love is here. She's there, she's everywhere, but she's really here.
Seldom do you hear Sinatra get down with such a low note, but he did. I Love Paris, Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's Orchestra, a Cole Porter tune from 1953. We heard from Buddy Morrow his famous Night Train from 1952, and we started with Glenn Miller with Marion Hutton on vocal, and a tune from 1940 that got up to number 5 on the hit parade called 5 o'clock Whistle. Well, the Glenn Miller Band began its first important booking on this week back in 1939, playing at the Meadowbrook Night Spot in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. At this location, prior to his summer booking at the famous Glen Island Casino, Miller was able to whip his band into shape and build a following through 5, or 10 rather, live radio broadcasts each week. And on this week, back in 1959, Jack Parr featured on the cover of Life magazine on this day. He was accused, the article said, of keeping the United States up at night. We have time for only one more, and it's a good one. Benny Goodman's Sextet and Bye Bye Blues. Thank you. Well, folks, we're running out of time right now. That's Terry Gibbs on Vibes, by the way, here on the Benny Goodman Sextet and their rendition of Bye Bye Blues. And bye bye is what we're going to have to say. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.